Hey, Telly Radio, it is the morning show. Of course, that is Leo Johnson, Maury Raven right there. But like I told you earlier, on the phone with me, Mike Hammack. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Hunter. How you doing today?
Good, brother. Good. So good to finally talk to you, man. And I'm going to set this up for you as best I can because I don't know a whole lot about Mike Hammack. All I know is that we ended up with Mike Hammack's music. And I'm going to tell you how that happened. Because we're only 5 years old into this whole Christian country thing. That's as long as we've been doing it. But my first introduction to Christian country was from a guy named John Steed. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Oh, yeah, good friend
of
mine.
Okay, well, great. Yeah. Well, he, because we didn't know anything about this and we were looking for music, he sent me his personal collection of songs that he had of Christian country. And in there were about, I think, maybe only three or four songs of yours that he had had. And that's how we got your music.
And I'll have to call him and thank him. I didn't know that. He's no Florida boy. Yeah.
So from time to time, I would run across artists that would come in here and they would mention your name. And I'm like, man, you know, we know we play that guy's music, but I've never talked to him or connected with him. And it's important to me to find you guys and talk to you and honor you folks because you were around from the beginning or almost from the beginning. Would that be correct?
I wasn't in the very beginning, but I wasn't long after that. I was saved back in 1990, and I didn't even hear about Christian country music until 1993.
Okay.
And you already had Dale Way and Ken Holloway and some of the others out there had been going for a long time.
Right.
So, but I was, you know, I wouldn't say ground floor, but not far from it.
Right. Okay. That's what I kind of figured. And now you're not really out releasing any Christian. You hadn't released anything Christian country for, or you hadn't released anything in a while. You said, right?
I haven't released anything. Kind of went on a sabbatical for a while, and but I've been doing some writing recently,
awesome.
And in the last 2 or 3 years, and wanting to put another project together soon.
Awesome.
Hopefully,
Mike, we'll get to that, man. But do you mind if we talk a little bit about what you did back in the day and how all this started? I'd like to get your take on that, man. So when you found who were some of the guys you heard that you realized that there was some Christian country?
I'm glad you asked that. The very first one that I heard, he was an old East Texas boy like me, was Randy Coward was actually the first Christian artist.
Yeah.
Came to our little town there in Nacogdoches where I'm from, and they had a tent set up out there, and he sang that, and I just a little bitty wooden platform, and I'm sitting there in this little white tent, and it amazed me because I had played in bands for years and all the old honky tonks and bars there in Texas, and didn't know what to expect to hear this guy get up, and all of a sudden he starts, it's just country as country can be, and he's got Christian lyrics, and I talked to him, I said, what is he? He said, man, it's Christian country music. I said, Christian country? And it's like this light, this light went on up. And I said, I can sing, because I quit the bars when I got saved. And I said, and sing my style of music with Christian lyrics. I never knew I could do that. We'll still get through. I said, oh, my Lord, thank you, Lord. And I mean, it was like songs began to come to me. I just began writing like crazy right after that. I mean, I remember one time I was sitting there one morning writing a song, and God gave me another one. I literally sat there at my kitchen table and wrote two songs at the same time, different melody.
Wow.
Never done it since.
Yep.
Never did it before. It was amazing. So that was my introduction. Then some of the other ones, of course, were Ken Holloway. He right after that, I heard of Ken Holloway.
Uh-huh.
And then I met a good friend of mine with Branded, Paul Staggs and Robert Welch.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Welch actually was on his own at the time. I believe it wasn't even Branded.
Right.
And Robert began to introduce me to more of it and got me connected up with some cowboy churches, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah.
And then when I went out on the road, I've been wanting to say this for a long time. A good friend of mine, Leo Johnston with Cross Country, when I hit the road back in 2000, he took me out on the road with him for 2 weeks. And
really?
Yeah, that was really, yeah, Leo was a big influence and a wow. help to me when I got started. Amazing, yeah.
And the whole
so
time Leo was
the early one.
The whole time Leo was here, I never heard that story, man.
yeah.
That's amazing.
Sure did.
Well, you have described me, man, when I first heard that first John Steed song. I'm like, get out of here, man. You mean the stuff I love to listen to, all that barroom style honky tonk music with Jesus lyrics? You get, man, this is just perfect for me. so now you can imagine, I'll set this up for you. 5 years ago, that's the first we ever heard of it. So we didn't even know that it had been around for 20 years by now, by that time, you know. So everything that's been released in the 90s I'm playing is brand new, not only to me, but all our listeners. So as we're growing, people say, well, you know, they wanted us to start charting with them and everything. So I'm putting these songs on that have already been released. And they're like, you can't do that, man. This has already happened. Well, maybe for you, but not for us. This is brand new, man. So every time we got a hold of something, it was great, man. And I still, like I said, I still have all of that in here, the Ken Holloway, the Mid-South, the White River, all that stuff, you know, continue, and Randy Coward as well. All that stuff continues to play along, as well as all the new artists who are coming to us and we're getting in as well, man. So you hit out on the road with Leo for a couple of weeks, and then did you stay on the road for a while, or did you just kind of?
Oh yeah, I was on the road. I mean, I went full time then, quit my day job, and I was on the road for about 8 years until I was in an auto accident.
Okay.
And yeah, I was in a head-on wreck in '08, November of '08.
Wow.
That, you know, just by the grace of God, I can't believe 70 miles an hour head-on on the driver's side. And I survived it, walked away from it. I couldn't believe.
Oh my goodness.
It took me a while to recover, and I kind of was off the road, and I just stayed off the road for a while. I went through a lot of, that was a big, time for me. I just backed away, and I was really in the midst of burnout. I'd been on the road for 8 years, and I was burned out, and, just took a sabbatical for a long time, quite a long time, and just been coming back a little bit here and there at a few churches, cowboy churches here and there, and God began to give me some songs to write, and so that's kind of where I'm at today.
So. Fantastic, brother. I, like I said, we've been playing your music here since we got it, and I know you're going to send me some more that we don't have, and I appreciate that as well. And I'm glad to hear you're writing some new stuff now, man. I want to ask you this. Have you been following anything with the Christian country since you kind of took the sabbatical?
Off and on, because I stayed in touch with, you know, a lot of my buddies, Brandon and Tommy Brandt, some of the other ones, John, you know. And so I just hear things here and there. But I was in... with the I was in that last time I was in Nashville was like I don't know 07 or something.
Okay.
I wrote my last project, put out in 2006, and then after the wreck I just kind of I'll just stay in touch with friends and people in the ministry here and there, and I didn't really know what was going on. I didn't learn about your radio show and just till not long ago,
right?
And I apologize for that, but I just wasn't in the loop, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm just now kind of starting to get back into things a little bit, you know.
Well, Mike, I'm gonna touch on something here, and you don't have to, if you don't feel like you want to respond to it, it's fine. But something I've noticed, this is me personally, that I've noticed with a lot of folks like you. Who were around and doing it for a good while. I'm finding that a lot of those folks are just got fed up with the whole process of the way things started going. And they got away from the original intent of what was going on and with different organizations and different things that happened. A lot of folks got just fed up with it. And I say that because a lot of the folks that I reach out to just, I don't really think they understand what we're doing here at HLE Radio, and I understand why, because the whole process has been jaded, because by the time, you know, now we're a standalone station. So I don't know if you know that or not, but we're actually a brick and mortar on Main Street downtown. We have a big studio in here, but a lot of folks, I noticed, from back in the day, they would tell me, these guys would be in their bedroom and just call up for free music and make it sound like they were this radio station and everything. And then the artists would find out that they just basically donated a lot of music
somebody.
So I don't know. I'm kind of throwing that out there to see if I'm kind of along the right lines with you on this, or you have a thought on that at all, or do you want to comment or not comment? It's totally up to you.
I won't get into it very much, but you know, definitely some of it that you said is true, and part of that burnout process that I went through, that was a part of it, but it was some other issues and that went along. But yeah, there was some things and some times and that it turned into something that it didn't need to, and.
Right.
I'm not going to mention names, but
people got
into it, you know, once they saw that it was taking off and it was starting to get national and international attention, especially in Nashville, people would come in and, you know, people with money, and was like, you know, what could I do to get my name out there? And I don't want to talk too much about that, but you're on some right lines there.
Yeah. I figured as much, man, because I'm going to say this, and some folks might be a little appalled at this, or I don't know, but we're never politically correct here at HLE Radio. I've never been that way. But in the 5 years of doing this thing, I've seen what I've seen, and I'm going to tell you the truth, man, that really hasn't changed. It has became the norm. And I'm going to tell you this why, because I was talking to an individual who actually happened to be was a promoter, a tour promoter for the group Alabama, and found our radio station and loved Christian country. And of course, Alabama did a few, you know, Christian songs as well. And she got to poking in around and asking questions. And then one of the things she says, when did the artists have to start paying for everything? So that was somebody from the outside, not necessarily in this part of it. So I'm not going to go any deeper than that, but leave it at that. But I'm just letting you know that that is still some of the things. Now, here at HLE Radio, man, we are about promoting the artist and honoring the artist as well. With our live morning show, artists can come in anytime for 2 hours, and it could be about them. I mean, just what's going on with them. The doors are always open. We have a monthly concert that we do inside the studio every month where artists is just free to talk about what they do and share their songs and how they wrote their songs. Really intimate. So really cool. And we don't charge for any of that, man. And, of course, we're in 172 countries now, averaging 16.8 million logons a month. And that is all, you know, we just
amazing.
Love to push that.
Wow.
So
it's come a long way since I've been
now. Right. Yeah. But you know, there's still the stigma of, and I've talked to artists with this, there's still that stigma of when you say internet radio, people think of some guy in his underwear in his bedroom looking for free music. You know?
Exactly.
Especially
how a lot of it started. You're very right. You know?
Especially
that's why when I talked to you the first time, you told me you're the audience, I said, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I've been out of the loop, so I had no idea that had that kind of viewers, you know.
Right. And I find it's more that mentality is more prevalent with you you guys who are what I call the forefathers of Christian country, the ones who were there pretty much at the beginning or right after the beginning. Because of everything that has happened, you know, it's like, okay, well, here's another idiot, until somebody actually vouches for us with y'all. Or y'all come in here and actually see the operation, then it becomes, oh, okay, I get it. And I understand that. I'm starting to understand that even more.
And it's totally innocent. It's not, it's, you know, I don't want anybody to think, you know.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. But being in the beginning and you saw it, and you know, you would say, oh, yeah, you're being played here and here, and you come to find out, like you said, it's somebody in their underwear with a 40-mile radius around their house, you know, and you think, wow, really? And which I'm not knocking them. I mean, anything, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
You know, and so thank God that God's blessed what you're doing. And because we just want the songs to get out there with the message that we have. That if, you know, I still get reports. I can't believe that I'll see somebody, hear from somebody on Facebook or whatever. You don't remember me, but I met you 15 years ago, and you your song that you wrote changed my life. And I'm going, wow, you can't believe that many years later, your music still's touching somebody. So thank you guys for what you do, and for those that started and with the small little stations in their houses. I'm thankful for all of it.
Yeah. You know? Amen, brother. The more it gets out there, the better it is, you know, because here at HLE Radio, man, we're really a ministry first radio station, and we're not looking to be the biggest, the best, set anything right or anything like that. All we want to do is further the kingdom and tell people about Jesus. And we use Christian country to do that. And because that is just my favorite style of music, mm-hmm. man. I love it. And I remember thinking when I was doing a little Southern gospel show, man, and I come across this thing and I'm like, man, I know if there was more music like this, I know I'm not the only one that likes this stuff. Little did I know that there was more of it out there and had been out there for 20 plus years. So
well, one thing that I remember back in my days is we tried so hard for so many years. It's like some people could not differentiate between Christian country and Southern gospel, and there's a difference. And I think that's something we tried for a long time. I love Southern gospel, raised on it, you know, the whole thing. Love the traditional good solid music that's there and continues to be there, but Christian country music, in my mine and the way I wrote and sang was different. Mm-hmm. We never could. We tried so long to get that. So not because we thought we were better. It's just we needed to distinguish between, because there is a difference. Just like there's a difference between country music and the new hip hop country that's on the radio today. There's a difference. Okay.
Right.
So that was kind of frustrating, because you know everything was lumped in together. Aren't thankful for all. I'm thankful for all genres of music. It takes different styles of music to reach different types of people, and that was one of the things that I had hoped Christian country music would so it could stand on its own legs, you know, not have to be propped up by any other particular genre of music. And I'd like to hope that happens one day. Maybe it is. I've been out of loop, so I don't know how it goes today.
Yeah. Well, brother, I tell you, man. It really is an honor for you to take time and call in this morning, man, because it's something I'm really grateful for the contributions that you've made and for being candid and honest with us this morning with the stuff I'm asking you, man, and giving us a little history on the things that go. But you still have a website up and running where people can get music?
I do not. I'm just Facebook. Really, don't even have much on. I've dropped out of all of that. I haven't been on the road. I'm not really worried.
Okay.
And I guess if I get back going, you know, maybe I'll get a website going again. But it's not really. I'm not really that interested in it, to tell you the truth. Okay. I probably should be, but
well, Mike,
I may get back.
Okay, so I'm just in case folks want to get in touch with you and just visit with you maybe and ask
Facebook and they're welcome to contact me on Facebook. Okay. I'd love to talk to them anything at all. You know,
fantastic, so. Brother, that is awesome, man. Yeah. Mike, listen, if you're ever passing through, brother, I know you're in Florida, but if you're ever passing through, going back through Texas, you know you got to go right through I-10, and we're dead off of it. So
exactly, and I will do that. I'm flying home probably early this year, but next time I drive home, I will definitely come through there.
Fantastic, brother. Listen, don't be a stranger with us, man. Call in anytime,
I'll do it.
We so appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to let you go, bro, but we're going to play some of your music before we let you go, man. So,
all right. Thank you, Hunter. Appreciate you playing me, buddy.
All right, Mike. That's Mike Hammack right there, man. What a great conversation. And the morning show continuing on HLEradio.com.